Is there any other way of figuring this out by oneself? If you're a patient sitting there listening to this podcast, can you figure out yourself if you have irritable bowel syndrome or perhaps an inflammatory disorder?
You know, there are some what we call red flag symptoms, symptoms that really you should see a doctor for pretty quickly to help us to rule out this inflammation. If you have bleeding in your stool, that can be a sign of ulcerations in the lining of the bowel, and that is something that may be a marker for inflammation. If you have weight loss, that's a sign that you may not be absorbing well from what you're eating, and that could be a marker of inflammation. So particularly with those two symptoms, I would really encourage you to seek a medical provider. But that said, these conditions do overlap, and I think talking to your physician, even starting with your primary care physician, is absolutely appropriate. They can help you to determine whether your symptoms need further evaluation.
And by blood, you don't mean just red blood. You mean different colors, right?
Exactly. So blood, as it goes through the GI tract, can actually change colors. We as gastroenterologists will often ask the exact shade of that blood in your stool, because if, for example, you are bleeding from an ulcer in your stomach, that your bowel movement might actually look black, because as that blood is digested throughout the GI tract, it turns that color. Whereas if the blood was arising from somewhere very low in the GI tract, like the rectum, that might be bright red blood if someone had hemorrhoids, for example. And so, you know, the color helps us to determine where it might be coming from. But I would say regardless, if you have bleeding, it's worth talking to your doctor.